Charlie Earl served in the Ohio House in the 80s, and since 2010 has been wanting to come back to Capitol Square. The 67-year-old former broadcaster and educator used to be a Republican, but ran for Secretary of State that year as a Libertarian. Earl now says he's running for governor.
Our theme is a bold Ohio.
Earl says Ohio used to be what he calls a leading state. He says he can return the state to that status by encouraging the development of what he calls a safe and sane energy policy and legalizing the production of industrial hemp, and with a job creation package that hinges on eliminating business taxes in Ohio. And like most libertarian candidates, Earl approaches same-sex marriage and abortion from the perspective that they are not for the government to intervene in or regulate, though he describes himself as a born-again Christian and a pro-lifer. And it's clear Earl's goal is to unseat Governor John Kasich, whose plans to expand Medicaid have angered many Tea Party activists and conservatives.
You know, it's Obamacare-like. He's trying to couch it in other terms. He just wants the federal money in so he can pad his resume for his run for president. That's speculative. I don't know that for a fact, but I assume, knowing the history of career politicians, they're always looking ahead to the next job. And John's young enough he could make a run for the presidency.
Kasich has not officially announced his plans to seek re-election, but Democrat Ed Fitzgerald's campaign is well underway. And while the Libertarian candidate for governor has failed to get even 2.5% of the vote in the last two elections, Earl says voters should consider him a serious contender for governor.
If anybody's worried about vote splitting and the danger that might cause to the GOP, then that means they don't have any confidence at all in their legislators. That means they are too weak, too lily-livered, too spineless to stand up to a Democrat governor should he win. Or to stand up to a Libertarian governor when I win.
Earl says he feels he can be competitive with Kasich and Fitzgerald with $1.5 million, but he hopes to raise more than that. And he plans to target the same group of voters nearly every candidate wants to court.
54% of the voters in Ohio are unaffiliated or independent. That means at some point in their voting lives, they've decided that neither party truly represents them. Now, historically, they've only had the option of one or two, you know, column A or column B. We are aggressively going after to offer the third option.
And Earl says he's not at all concerned about the possibility of a Democratic win because he would be stealing votes away from Kasich. Earl says, quoting him here, "I intend to beat him." Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.